Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, Gail Gordon, Elliot Lewis, Hans Conried, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, tonight, Gracie is flying down to New Orleans, where she will be the guest of honor at the Fête du Chapeau, a festival of hats where the country's leading millinery designers will exhibit their loveliest creations, all in the interest of charity. We find Gracie excitedly packing for her trip as George says,
Gracie, do you need 6 bags? You'll only be in New Orleans 3 days.
Well, 4 of the bags are empty, George. I'll need those to bring back the new hats I buy. Huh?
Gracie, you're not going to New Orleans to buy hats.
Oh, but people will expect me to because I'm married to such a famous, successful man. Such a famous, successful, talented man. Handsome. Generous. No hats,
no
huh?
Hats, no. Gracie, you got a whole closet full that you barely worn.
All those old relics I bought last week. I should think you'd be ashamed to walk down the street with me, the way people talk about my old hats.
People talk?
Yeah, just yesterday I was walking along with you and I heard several people say, look at that beat up old relic Gracie Allen stuck with.
Maybe they didn't mean your hat.
Then what were they calling an old relic?
Got me on a technicality. But you can still forget the new hats. When you leave here, I'll give you just enough money for your airplane ticket and expenses.
I wish you could go with me.
Wish I could too, honey.
Since you can't go, let me take something of yours along to remind me of you.
Oh, that's sweet, Gracie. What would you like?
Your billfold.
Thought you were going to get sentimental.
Oh, I was, darling. And to prove it, you can keep the billfold. Just let me take the pictures of you.
You mean it? Just the pictures?
Yeah, those little green pictures of Washington and Lincoln.
Finish packing your bag. Come in.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Dr. Miller.
Hi, Doctor.
Gracie, my wife tells me that you're flying to New Orleans tonight to be guest of honor at the Fête du Chapeau.
Oh, that's right, Doctor. The Fête du Chapeau. I wonder what that means.
Well, translated literally, it means feast of hats.
I'm going to eat them?
No, Gracie. Your menu in New Orleans will undoubtedly feature fish, the favorite item of diet there. Incidentally, fish is considered brain food.
Eat heartily, Gracie. And without ketchup. Eat it straight.
You see, New Orleans is ideally situated for fishing of all types. There's the ocean, the rivers, and the tributaries, or as the French say, bayous.
Oh, I love those French words. George, let's hear you say bayou.
Bayou.
I say a chapeau.
A chapeau.
Say them together.
Bayou a chapeau.
Thank you, dear. I will.
Oh, no, you won't. Back to that again. We've been having quite a fight, Doctor, because Gracie wants to buy hats while she's there.
Oh, you know, George, if my training as a psychiatrist has done nothing else, it's taught me how to reason with that wife of mine. Really? Yeah, she wanted Gracie to bring a new hat back for her.
Well, how did you handle it, Doc?
Well, first I pointed out the psychological disadvantages of a new hat. Nothing but an attempt at escapism, sure sign of an inferiority complex.
Is that so?
Then I concluded my argument with a dissertation upon the value of sunlight to the human scalp.
Right, now everything is settled. Huh?
Absolutely. Here's the money, Gracie. Bring my wife a new hat.
Doc, you're a sucker. Gracie still doesn't get a new hat.
Mm-hmm. I guess the only thing I'll get in New Orleans is a southern accent.
You won't pick up a southern accent in 3 days.
How much y'all want to bet, honey child?
I guess you will. Come in.
Howdy, folks.
Hello, Mr. Judson.
Doc, you've met the fabulous Texas oil man, haven't you?
Oh, sure. Hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, Doc.
Say, why all the suitcases?
Oh, I'm taking a trip, Mr. Judson, to one of the most glamorous, colorful, gay, and romantic spots in the world.
Well, what part of Texas you going to?
Oh, I'm going to New Orleans.
I don't recollect it. Must be one of the smaller Texas towns.
Mr. Judson, haven't you got maps where you come from?
Of course we got maps. They show the North Pole on the north, the South Pole on the south.
What's in between?
Texas?
New Orleans is in another state, Mr. Judson. But we do go through Texas. In fact, the plane lands in Fort Worth for a few minutes.
You mean the plane lands in Texas and then leaves?
Yes.
Well, now I know why they got four motors. They need all that power to drag them unwilling people away.
Well, while I'm there, I'll breathe in all the air I can. If you gentlemen will pardon me, I have to pack my cosmetics.
Say, fellas, let's get up a little poker game for tonight.
Why, that's a right pleasurable idea.
Count me in.
And I'll call Bill Goodwin.
Yeah. See, but don't invite that Meredith Wilson again. He don't know nothing about poker.
That's right. It's unfair to put Meredith in the middle of a bunch of expert card players.
Not only that, he always wins our money.
Hey, speaking of money, Mr. Judson, our game is strictly penny ante, so forget you're wealthy.
Wealthy? I only got 31 million.
I thought it was 30 million.
Yeah, well, now, I just got a letter from my wife. She's in a state of bliss.
She is?
Yeah, Texas. Well, now, this letter said we had little hard luck down home. My wife was walking across the backyard, one of her long French heels sunk in a soft spot, and up come another darned oil well.
You refer to that as hard luck?
It busted the heel off in her Sunday shoe.
I got a brother in Akron who'll be glad to fix it for $30,000. He'll use real leather. Say, fellas, while you're both here, will you help me carry Gracie's bags out to the car?
Oh, good.
Woo-wee!
Ooh! Them is sure pretty bags.
Thank you. Mm. Picked them out myself.
Well, here's my cosmetic case, George. That's everything.
Say, little lady, where did your husband get them bags?
From worry, but they don't show with his glasses on.
From worry, but yeah.
Yes, Wabash Moon. And you're right on the beam, Meredith. What with that bright full moon hanging in the sky these nights?
You know, Toby, the music files are crammed with grand songs inspired by that big silvery old orb.
Indeed they are. But this particular song is also a warm tribute to the Wabash River and the friendly state of Indiana. Yes, the Hoosier State is a great part of our country, typical of the entire Midwest. With its fertile rolling farmlands, tree-shaded riverbanks, and a tradition of generous hospitality that makes this region famous as a friendly, genial part of our American scene. And just as much a part of our country's tradition of friendly hospitality is the serving of the favorite brand of coffee on the American scene, Maxwell House. For we Americans love good coffee, which makes this fact significant. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand at any price. The reason for this nationwide preference is simple. It's flavor. that mellow, good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor, you can credit to the skilled blending of these premium coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for robust vigor. And Bucaramangas for fine, full body. All painstakingly combined in a truly great blend, radiant roasted to flavor perfection. And brought to you roaster fresh two ways, either in the familiar blue tin or in the brand new ultra vacuum glass jar. Friends, tomorrow why don't you enjoy America's favorite brand of coffee? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Insist on Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Hello, all.
Hello, Meredith.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Say, I noticed Dr. Miller and Mr. Judson carrying out a lot of suitcases. I'll wager someone's going on a trip.
No. They're taking the suitcases out for a walk. They're not housebroken.
Oh, Meredith, he's only teasing you. I'm going down to New Orleans for a few days.
New Orleans? Oh, splendid.
And while I'm gone, I hope you'll keep George company and see that he has a good time.
I'll deem it a veritable pleasure.
Well said.
George, tomorrow night, how would you like to attend a meeting of my club? Pasadena chapter of the Society for the Advancement of Flute Playing and Bird Stuffing.
No, thanks. I couldn't stand the excitement.
Well, will you two boys excuse me? I have some last-minute things to see to.
Certainly, Gracie. Really, George, I'm sure you'd find my club quite interesting. We have one talented member who can play the flute while stuffing a turtle dove.
Well, it's tempting, you know. Continue talking.
Well, to achieve this remarkable feat, he fills his mouth with sawdust, sticks his flute down the turtle dove's throat, and blows humoresque and sawdust at the same time.
Look, Meredith, don't worry about me having a good time. I've got plans. That reminds me, I got to make a phone call.
Hello, Dimples Goodwin speaking. If you want a date, honey, I'm all booked up till 1950.
Take it easy, Dimples. This is George Burns.
Oh, hello, George. Pardon my natural mistake.
Sure, sure. Look, Gracie is going out of town, and I thought we might get together tonight.
Oh, you mean a poker game?
Yeah.
Oh, count me in.
Well, see you tonight. So long, Dimples.
So long, Wrinkles.
Excuse me, Meredith. I've got something to do in the den.
Gee, Gracie was afraid George would be lonesome while she was gone. I must tell her the good news about his girlfriend, Dimples.
He called a girl named Dimples? Oh, Meredith, this is terrible.
It is? Well, I thought you'd be delighted that he had arranged to banish dull care.
Oh, not with another woman, Meredith. Oh, but I might have known. All men are exactly alike.
Well, some are taller than others.
I mean, men are no good. You show me a bad husband, and what'll he be every time? A man.
By Jove, now that you mention it, you're absolutely right.
Hmm. Well, that's life.
What's life?
That.
Oh, that's life.
Yeah. Remember what Shakespeare said?
Yeah. And remember what Benjamin Franklin said?
What did Franklin say?
I don't know. What did Shakespeare say?
I don't know. But whatever they said was right because they were very smart men.
Yes. Too bad they're dead.
Well, that's life.
What's life?
That.
Gee, I love these deep discussions.
Me too. But it's so seldom I find someone who's my mental equal.
Me too.
But Meredith, this is the time for action. I've got to win George back from that gold digger Dimples.
Well, Gracie, how do you know she's a gold digger? Maybe she's attracted to George just because of his tremendous sex appeal.
Oh. Oh, you're cute.
Thanks.
Meredith, I'm going to fight fire with fire. So, George likes gold diggers, huh? Well, here goes gold-grabbing Gracie.
Yeah, Gracie? What do you want?
Everything you got, golden boy.
Golden boy?
You're my 24-carat daddy, and I'm going to melt you down.
I don't understand you.
You don't have to dig me, Daddy. I'm going to dig you. Open your mouth. I want to see your inlays.
What for?
I'm panning for gold, and your pan is loaded with it.
Gracie,
I know I can take you, because I'm gold-grabbing Gracie, the Yukon kid.
You can't?
Darn right I can.
Oh, stop playing. I haven't got any gold.
I'll take anything you got. Give me your insurance money.
You can't get my insurance. I'm not dead.
Then give me a kiss.
That I'll give you.
You know something? I can get your insurance.
Come on, get out of here.
Did your gold digging win him back, Gracie?
No, Meredith, she doesn't seem to go for that type. So I guess Dimples isn't a gold digger.
Perhaps she's the beautiful but dumb type.
Oh, I don't think George would be interested in a dumb girl. Still, he might. Maybe he's tired of my type.
Well, it's worth a try to win him back.
I'll do it, Meredith. If he likes him dumb, I'll go in there and pretend to be dumb. This'll take some acting.
You again? Look, Gracie, I'm worried about you. You don't seem normal. What's wrong? Oh, thank goodness you're normal again.
I'm not normal. I'm acting. I thought you'd love me if I was dumb.
I do.
But not as much as you love Dimples.
Dimples?
The girl you're going to see while I'm in New Orleans.
Gracie, Dimples is Bill Goodwin.
Oh, come now. Why would anyone call him that?
Because he's got dimples.
He's got a head, too, but they don't call him Heady.
Look, Gracie.
He's got feet, but they don't call him Tootsie.
Bill has got a lot of girlfriends, and they call him Dimple.
He's got a lot of fans, too, and they don't call him Fanny.
What's the use? I'll call him up and have him explain.
Well, that's the way it goes. Man meets a beautiful, seductive girl with a lovely face and a gorgeous figure, and what does he do? He leaves her for somebody named Dimple.
Here's Meredith Wilson and his orchestra playing a tune known as Civilization, or Bongo Bongo.
Oh,
Gracie, Bill Goodwin is on his way over. He'll tell you he's the Dimples I talked to on the phone.
Oh, a likely story. Well, I won't be here. I'll be in New Orleans. Meredith is waiting to take me to the airport.
Gracie, will you wait?
On one side, you Townsend Plan Timberwolf. And stop growling at me.
That was the door buzzer.
Oh.
Thank goodness. Come in.
Hi, Burns's. Hey, George, why the hurry-up call?
Bill, Gracie doesn't know who Dimples is.
Oh, yes, I do. Dimples is an irresistible blonde heartbreaker with the most terrific figure in Hollywood.
And you said she didn't know who Dimples is.
Look, Bill.
Oh, Bill, George lied to me. He's living a double life.
Gracie, George is barely living a single life.
Look, comic,
I just can't believe that George would tell a lie. He was named after George Washington.
Shortly after, I'd say.
Look, comedian.
You don't understand, Bill. George is fickle.
Fickle?
Yes, I thought he had only one true love, but while I'm gone, he's planning to... I can't say it, Bill.
Well, you don't have to, Gracie. Only one thing could break you up like this. George is planning to taste coffee that isn't Maxwell House.
Bill.
Don't touch me, you cat! Don't you know that Maxwell House is the very best in coffee-drinking pleasure? Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy?
Bill, I would never drink anything else but Maxwell House.
Oh, that's right, Bill. I meant that George is carrying on with another girl.
Oh, well, thank goodness it wasn't another coffee. George knows that with more than 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Yes, I know that, Bill. But for heaven's sake, tell Gracie that you're Dimples. Please.
Gracie, my Dimples, please.
No. That's so...
Oh, yes, especially when I smile.
Oh.
And I always smile when I talk about Maxwell House. Now, watch.
Yeah.
Maxwell House comes to you roaster fresh two ways now. In the familiar blue vacuum tin or in the new ultra vacuum glass jar. Who's that?
That's Meredith.
Gee, his flute playing has improved.
Well, I'm off to New Orleans.
Wait, Bill, don't let her go until you've straightened this out. Who's Dimples, please?
Well, mine do. I told you that.
She's gone. Quick, we'll get into your car and chase her to the airport.
Well, George, my car's at the garage getting Carmen removed.
Carmen? You mean Carvin?
No, this is a girl named Carmen. She refused to get out.
Come on, we'll grab a taxi. We've got to catch Gracie.
Okay. Step on it, driver.
Yeah. We've got to get to the airport before my wife takes off for New Orleans.
Don't worry, Mr. Burns. I'll get you there.
Good, good. How did you know my name was Mr.? Oh, no. No, it's you again. The guy with the terrible temper.
No longer, Mr. Burns. I did get upset by the other jobs I had, but driving a taxi has settled me like a dose of bicarb.
I hope so.
I'm so happy with this job.
Well, good. Now, just get us to the airport.
Driving a taxi is very instructive, too. Mm. For example, the other night I picked up your friend, Mr. Goodwin.
Oh, say, that's right. I remember you now. What was instructive about picking me up?
I have a mirror up here, and you had a girl back there.
Oh, I see.
I'm so happy with this job.
The airport. Hurry.
Oh, I won't fail you. I'll whiz around the corner.
Yeah, go fast.
I'll weave in and out of the traffic.
Weave in, yes.
I'll even go through red lights.
Right through.
I'm so happy with this job.
Good. Just keep weaving.
I'll get you there as right sure
through.
As...
Through the corners.
Wait a minute.
What's something happening? So, why are you stopping?
If I go through a red light, a cop might catch me.
I'm dead.
He'll make me stop and you'll get impatient.
No, I won't.
You'll give him an argument.
Honest.
You'll start yelling at each
just
other.
Just keep going.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Says you.
Says you.
Hey, your father's mustache. You can't talk that way to a policeman.
I didn't say
anything. He pulled you out of the cab.
No.
You punch him in the nose.
No.
He arrests you for striking an officer.
I didn't.
Well, the cab company can't make me turn a man into a criminal.
But I didn't.
I'll quit this stinking job.
First, get me to the airport.
And ruin your whole life? Never. I'll wreck this cab. No. I'll smash the windshield.
No, no, no. Don't step on
the gas. I'll get out and puncture all the time.
Let's go. Weave in.
Well, if this isn't a pretty mess.
What are you kicking about, George? He made you a celebrity.
Huh?
Now you're the walking man. Let's go.
American Airlines flight number 312, departing in 3 minutes for Fort Worth. Connections to New Orleans. Passengers now loading at gate 3.
Gracie, wait a minute. We hitchhiked all the way over here to explain things.
Yeah, Gracie, I pulled up my pants leg and an old maid picked us up.
I have nothing to say to you, Wolves.
But, Gracie, I can't let you go like this.
Oh, don't worry about me, George. Two can play at this butterfly game. I'll have fun in New Orleans. I'll sew a few wild stitches, too.
But look,
oh, right. I can see myself now, sitting at a bar, smoking a julep. And sipping a tall, cool Creole.
Creole? I've never had that drink.
Munching on a bag of octoroons.
Look, Gracie, you've got to...
And now and then, just for laughs, I'll give myself a hot foot.
A hot foot?
I'll burn my sandal at both ends. New Orleans, and then when I'm no longer a raving beauty, say in 50 or 60 years, I'll throw myself in Canal Street and drown. And they'll bury me in Pettersfield.
Pottersfield?
Pettersfield. I really live. And besides, what do you care? You don't love me. That's why you wouldn't give me money for hats. You want to spend it all on your girlfriend, Dimples.
There is no girl named Dimples. To prove it to you, you can have all my money. Here's $65. Every bill that's in my wallet.
Got any change?
Yes, here. You can have it all. 54 cents.
I still hear a jingle in your pocket.
That's my keys.
Well, hand them over. I'll hock them.
Gladly. Now, will you believe that Bill Goodwin is Dimples?
Well, sure. I believed you the first time you told me.
Why all the fuss? What did you do it for?
$55.54.
Oh, to get the hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President has designated March as Red Cross Month. This is the one time in the entire year the Red Cross turns to you for help. Yet every day in the year, the Red Cross serves the people through prompt relief in time of disaster, through the National Blood and Plasma Program, and through services to hospitalized veterans and countless other activities.
The needs of the 1948 Red Cross Fund are set at $75 million. So remember, it is only your contributions that make the work of the Red Cross possible. Give generously. Gracie, be sure to get back from New Orleans in time for our next Thursday show. Our guest is going to be Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor? Eddie Cantor?